continue with the program. So we will go into our testimony spot, which is 30 to 45 minutes. And the first item is a pastor's perspective. So if Pastor Jerry Vincent is on.
I am.
Yeah, if you could start for me, please. And then after, we will go through some messages that the members are not on Zoom. We've got a few messages from them, and then we have an open floor.
First of all, as I will have to leave this meeting before it ends, I just want to raise this glass to all the saints who the Lord took home in 2020. I am contented that those saints who have passed away, that their next moment, they will see Jesus. It has been a sad time. But rest assured, I am contented that they will see Jesus. Now, I've been given six questions to ask. I've been asked six questions. Members connection is the first question. Yeah. How was my membership connection? Now, I'm not a 5 minute pastor. You know, hello, thank you, goodbye. Although it is recommended that when we visit, we should spend about 20 to 30 minutes and then move on. I've always found that very difficult to do because I like to visit, I like to talk to our members. I've tried to focus mainly on the sick and the vulnerable. There has been quite a few members who I have not been able to contact for whatever reason. This is an issue I hope to rectify this coming year. However, there are certain members who, there's one member in particular, who I ring every week. I try to do that every week. What happens if I don't ring after 2 weeks? She makes it a duty to ring me. Duty to ring me. I don't know what it is, but I rarely get phone calls from members. I don't know if there has been cross wires, but I enjoy it. I like it when the members ring me. Because I can't remember everybody, and when they ring me, and this one sister rang me early this week. I didn't have a phone number. I knew her face, I just couldn't remember her name, and had difficulty finding out who she was. But she actually rang me, just to pray with me, and people like Brother Foster, he's always ringing to find out how I am. And that's one thing I've missed. I members seem to think that pastor is so busy, they are disturbing me. But you know, you're not disturbing me. You know, it would have been nice if I got more phone calls, but I think that members got their wires crossed, feeling that if they'll be disturbing me. Now, not every phone call I get, I'm able to answer from members. Sometimes I have to, I call back 1 or 2 days later. But I like it when members ring me. And I was able to contact a lot of the people I need to contact during the pandemic. But there were those who, when we go back to church, I know I will have to apologize to them. Because some I just cannot remember their names. And there's others I know the face, but even when I go to the church books, because I can't remember their names, it's a problem. But thank you for those who have called. It has been a blessing. That was the first connection. Then I was at, another question was put to me was, how COVID-19 has impact your ministry? Well, Sister Latika is always telling me that the church is not the building, it's the people. And that what is really important is that relationship with Jesus. Now, the pandemic has taught me that if our relationship with God depends on going to the church building on a Sabbath, and our relationship needs sustaining by other members, we will not be able to stand through the time of troubles that is ahead of us. You know, Paul and other Christians in ages past were able to keep the Sabbath in prison and isolation. Yeah, we have to have that kind of faith. Now, this is where the discipleship program, the church, which we will, as leadership team, will be focusing on from tomorrow, we'll be focusing on the discipleship program. Therefore, I would like to encourage all our members to attend the Evangelism Expo. It is very important, very, very important. Now, next question was, has it led to more creativity in reaching out to members? You know, as a pastor, time is of the utmost importance, especially for a pastor who lives far from his congregations. Travel has been taking so much of my time that I'm limited to what I can do. However, because of the popularity of Zoom, time loss because of traveling can be utilized in a more productive manner. You know, members are able to meet online at convenient times, and I'm able to do Bible studies without even leaving my home. The fourth question was, did you feel that you need to explore more encouraging Bible verses to encourage members during this time? What I do find is that members who are sick and vulnerable, when I ring them and speak to them, you know, I ring them to give them encouraging words. Instead of feeling down, their energy, their commitment to the Lord makes me use something ashamed of myself. You know, it's not so much encouraging Bible words they need, because most of the time when I ring, they do all the talking. Yeah? What they need is just a platform to share and testify about the love of God. I always leave these phone calls wondering who's giving the blessing to who. Because especially when I ring the sick, they're so encouraging and so committed. Instead of me encouraging them, I always leave encouraged by them. And they have been a great source in building up my faith, even as a minister. Our members are like that. Stokey members are like that. They're very encouraged. When I ring Jackie, I wonder who is the sick one. When I ring Sister Pyle, I wonder who is the sick one, because the list goes on and on. People just, our members are very, very encouraging. Their faith is strong. The next question was, how has your life been enriched during this time of separation or discouragement you may have felt during these uncertain times in connection with the members? You know, it has been a difficult, discouraging time, and it continues to be so. Many members are not so much concerned about the virus anymore. They're more concerned about the vaccine. I haven't got the answer to that. There doesn't seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it is the members' faith and my faith in God that has sustained me at this time. Seeing how faithful and our members are has been a great source of strength for me. Very good source of strength. But we continue to pray for one another. That, you know, the Bible says that we need to encourage each other to do good. You know, Galatians 6:19, he says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we continue, if we do not give up. That's the text. The last question was this. Has your conversation with any of the members uplift you? Now, I can honestly say this. Honestly, every member, and I mean every member I have spoken to, has been a source of great encouragement to me. I just wish I could contact many more. And I'm urging you, yeah? You can ring the pastor at any time. I may not answer him. Sometimes, you know, I'm doing something else, but you have license to ring me at any time. So I pray that 2021, you see, one thing the pandemic has taught me is that this church has great potential to do good. To do good. And I pray that next year will be the year of doing good. Doing good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Pastor, for your message. And now we will go into the testimony spot. Well, we will continue with, well, I will start with the members, not on Zoom. Okay, so the first person is Carleen Kane, and her song is Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour. And her scripture is Psalm 91. So Donna will be playing a voice note.
Morning, Donna. It's Carleen. It's really nice to hear your voice. Psalms 91 has kept me going through this year. And song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour. Thank you. God bless. Morning, Donna. It's Carleen. It's really...
Okay, so the next person is Debbie Thompson. She has the same song and scripture, so I'll just read Psalm 91 for you. She said, the song that I found comforted me through this storm was 569, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour, a song very dear to my heart. I know you said one thing, but I need to add this text, Psalm 91, which was something I would read before this storm. It has come more real to me during this time. So I'll just quickly read the scripture. So Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known thy name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. May God add the blessing to his word. From Christine Williams, and she has two songs, I Almost Let Go and Heavenly Father, I Appreciate You, and these songs kept her through 2020.
This song says, God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not gonna ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
And her song was Thank God for Another Year. And this song has encouraged her through this time. It's okay. So I'll go to the next testimony from Sister Phyllis Vincent, and her song is Goodness of God. And this has been her encouragement song through this year.
But before that, we're going to have Uzumas, because they both have the same song. So I'm just going to play Uzumas as well.
This song reminds me of just how good and faithful my God is. Another post-it note that I have stuck on my PC at work that says, let us hold on swervedly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. The word good doesn't really capture just how good God really is. During lockdown, God has answered so many of my prayers. But when I say prayers, in reality, it's sometimes just passing thoughts. I must add that the answers to my prayers have not all been the answer that I was looking for. But he does give me reassurance that he's got me, right there in the palm of his righteous right hand. So today I just want to thank him for his goodness throughout 2020, despite all that's been happening. I want to thank him for being relentless in his love for me and for all of us. Like the song says, his goodness just keeps running after me.
Are we waiting? You're watching Tembalami Lockdown Session.
Father, we thank you tonight because we see your goodness.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fail me. All my days have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so. Of the goodness of God. I love you, voice, for you led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are close like no other. I know you as a father, I know you as a friend. Have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Hey! With every breath that I am made, will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, oh goodness is burning out, it's burning out to me. Your goodness is burning out, it's burning out to me.
Now we're going to have testimonies and words of thanks for people that are actually present in the Zoom. So we have a list, but if you also feel impressed to share, please either message me or Auntie Donna at Stoke Newington STA privately, and we'll try and fit you in. And we also have two slots for this time. So I'm going to go to next on the list, and I have Brother Winston Whitehead, who will be speaking. And I do remember seeing Brother Winston in the Zoom. So feel free to unmute your mic and bless us with your testimony or your words of encouragement.
Thank you, Lamar. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening.
I just had to disappear. I just suddenly got a headache out of nowhere.
The screen
time.
It's the screen time.
I don't know. I hope it's just that. I was thinking to just give our members and now my brothers and sisters a word of encouragement, really. You know, I'm sure everyone's got texts here and there to read and to dispel. I would just like to remind us that as we go into 2021, that we not take and dispose of that spirit of fear that seems to be pervading everywhere, on the news, in the streets, in some households. I've learned over this past year that fear is nothing. Fear has no power over anyone who puts Jesus Christ in front of the in their lives and in their decision making. I've learned so much this year in all of the things that's gone on this year. I've seen love in action. I've seen people go out of their way, you know, to show love to others that may not have happened if it wasn't for this lockdown. I'm sure I'm not the only one who've experienced and learned the true meaning of friendships, of brotherhoods, of sisterhoods, and what they actually mean. And all I want to say really is as we go into the new year, is that as the Lord says, you know, every day, don't take tomorrow for granted. We've lost many this year. We're into a new year now, and I pray that as we come out of the end of 2021, that no more of us would be lost. My best friend lost his aunt a few days ago. His mother's sister took sick on Wednesday, went into hospital Thursday, and she died on Friday. You know, it just, these things are sudden. And so, you know, I just encourage us to live each day as if, you know, for what it is, not as if, it's for what it is, it's a gift. And I pray that as we move into 2021, I pray for all my brothers and sisters, those who I know by name and those who I don't know by name, I know by face. I love you all. And I just pray that as we go into this new year, the Lord go before us, because he is our shepherd. And I admonish us all to keep our eyes on the shepherd. And that's all I have to say as we go into 2021. God bless you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing. next we have Sister Jennifer Hamilton, which we will be playing a voice note if possible, but if not, we'll try and alternate just because I know the loading times for the voice notes.
Good morning, family and friends. I would like to thank the Lord for all that he has done for me, for giving me the strength to get through all my treatments and hospital appointments, and for all the prayers that have been said on my behalf. I have been through a very rough time, but I thank the Lord I am still here to give him thanks and praise. And also, I'd like to thank my family, and a special thank you to my sister Jonet, who has been a solid rock from day one. May God continue to bless and keep you all. Good morning, family.
Thank you, Auntie Donna, for playing that voice note. Now we are going to go to Nyka Reynolds, and she has a testimony that she wishes to share. And please forgive me for my pronunciations as well.
That's fine. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
What can I say? This year has been a blur. I've been at home since March. Mm. I'm sure many of us have been working from home. And it has its challenges. I can't say complete isolation because obviously I live with my daughter.
Raw dumpling are there.
So my daughter's been having classes at home, and I've been working from home, and it, like I said, has been a challenge. I think it was difficult for me because I had colleagues, I work at a hospital, so I have colleagues on the front line who have to go in each day, and they text me to say what they've been through throughout the day, and it has been, it's been really difficult for a lot of them. As we pray, can we please remember those people on the front line they are going through a lot. The NHS now is bursting at the seams. That's the best way that I can describe it. A lot of people are off, and those people who are able to go into work have a really difficult time, because before, when you'd think you're doing the job of two people, now you're doing the job of three and four people, and it is difficult. But I am, you know, we are so blessed. We have a God that we know, that we talk to, that we can pray to, and that we can get such comfort from. And there are a lot of people out there who don't know about Jesus. And this is such a fantastic time for us to tell them about Jesus and about how wonderful it is. And this time has been good in a way that some of the people that I used to talk to about God and about Jesus, they weren't interested before. And it was a difficult topic to have. You know, to tell people about prayer, they'll look at you and think that you're totally mad, because it's just not, it's alien to them. But now at work, I get emails sent to me and texts saying, pray for me. I've got this person who's unwell, and, you know, remember me in your prayers. I formed WhatsApp groups with some of my friends from other churches who, you know, it's a prayer WhatsApp. So it is on tap 24 hours, any time of the night. You just send a text and we pray for each other. We pray for the church. We pray for the leaders. We pray for the people who are on the front line, who have to go to work every day. And it's difficult, because I sometimes feel that COVID has affected people's state of mind. People have become more aggressive. People, I don't know if it's the frustration or the fear. There are more scams now. You know, so many people are getting scammed via bank accounts, coming to elderly people's front doors to tell them that they've been sent by this utility company and being scammed. It's just, you know, the world has gone mad. It's because Satan is angry. The devil is angry. He doesn't have much time. And he is going to use this time to create war, not just against God's people, but against the world in general. So just let us pray. Prayer is such a powerful tool. Pray for each other. Pray for ourselves. Pray for our neighbors, the community, that God in his infinite mercy and love and grace will just keep us sustained. And more so, please, don't forget our young people, our youth. They're having it tough. Our youth have it tough in different ways. You know, I was worried for my daughter at the beginning of the lockdown, because I can see signs that were not right. But God is so faithful. She's found a group of youth, I think they're called Mad Ministries, and it's about 70 of them from churches all over the UK. They pray, they study revelations, they fast, they sing. I can hear my daughter in the room praying, and they're preaching and they're studying and there's testimonies. And I just thank God for his faithfulness to keep our young people occupied and engaged, because there's a lot of distractions online, even more so now. Let us not forget to pray for our young people, you know, our teens, who are now at that very, very vulnerable stage. Everything's virtual now. So as much as there are good as we have now, there's also the other type of virtual attractions that can distract them. So let us hold on, brothers and sisters. You know, we know the time is short. We know that Jesus is coming soon. There are times I know we can feel discouraged, but hold on. Hold on. Do not get discouraged. Do not give up. We have to put on that armor that God has promised us, that we can stand with the help of Jesus to fight against the enemy. We can't do it on our own. Forget it if you're going to try to do it on your own. Put Jesus first. And I know by God's grace, in the earth made new. We can walk that street of gold and sing redemption song and sing and praise him for everything that he has brought us through. Just hold on. Do not give up. Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you for your message and your true and raw message. We are now going to go to, I'm just trying to work with Auntie Donna just to make sure it's smooth with the audio testimonies. But now we're going to have Sister Hyacinth. And I can read, I'm going to read for Sister Hyacinth her pre-prepared message. And then Auntie Donna will kindly play a song. And the message says, this song has kept me going through 2020 because just the thought of there being no more pain and forever will be peace is just beyond my imagination. Thanking God for his continued grace. Okay, and the song is entitled, There is a Coming Day.
Encouraging words that has kept me through 2020 is actually in song, which I'd like to sing now. There's coming a day when a heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be, oh yeah. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Thank you, Auntie Donna, for playing that lovely song. And now we are going to go to, I can see it here, it's just the chat is active. We're going to now go to Sister Jasmine Pyle, that would like to give a testimony.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just wanted to thank the Lord for bringing us to see 2021 and more so for bringing my parents through 2020 into 2021. From the middle of January, my mum took sick and she had one illness after another. It was back and forth in the hospital to the point where I got to know the doctors and nurses' faces, you know. I could see them when they were on duty. I knew who they were. And then lockdown came and, you know, I was working in the office and I said to my manager, you know, can I work from home? And she said to me, well, I don't see what it is that you'd be able to do from home because of the type of work that you do. But fortunately, I had to change my job role to accommodate the office. And that job I could do from home. So I was able to work from home from April. My mum's illnesses continued, but then my dad got sick as well. And so both of them were in and out of hospital. And when one was in hospital, one was at home sick. So I was going in between the hospital and the home. And they were doing different tests and things like that. And, you know, God is good because he kept them. You know, even though my mum at times, there were times when, you know, she just didn't get out of bed because she was so weak and so tired. But God kept them through it all. And so this continued until about June, July. But then, you know, things started to change. And especially with my mum, and she started to get the strength back. And, you know, my dad, he had an operation again in October, I think it was. But thank God that they are both now, they're not 100%, but they are a lot better than they were before. So I just want to give God thanks for that. And also to thank the church for their prayers, their calls. You know, those that could visit when they, before lockdown, they came and they visited. You know, sometimes we don't know what's going to happen next, but I know that through it all, the church was praying for us, and I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers and also to continue to pray for each other in 2021. We don't know what's going to happen then. You know, even now, from January to April, my mum has hospital appointments lined up, but God is working through everything, and he will make a way for both of them throughout the year. So thank you all for your prayers and your encouragement.
Thank you, Sister Jasmine. I appreciate your testimony and your words of encouragement. And now we are going to go to... actually, I just need to take note, because we're editing as we go along as well, just to accommodate the songs. Okay, so we're now going to go to... this is a testimony that was prepared in advance from Sister Rose Khan. And I'm going to read her message, and then Auntie Donna will play her song. And the message says, I just want to thank God for taking me through this year. I thank God for his unfailing love, for loving me, for strengthening me, and never leaving me. I thank you, Lord, for always being a good father and covering me with your grace. Thank you, God. And the song is actually linked to the message, and it's entitled Cover Me.
Feathers, Lord, hide my life in the secret place and shelter me in the time of storm. Cover me with your grace. Cover me with your feathers, Lord. Hide my life in the secret place. Shelter me in the time of storm.
Thank you, Auntie Donna, for playing that. Now we're going to go to the floor for two more testimonies that were requested. So we're going to now go to Brother Raymond Smith, but uncle to me. So, yeah, if you are prepared, Uncle Raymond, feel free to unmute your mic and share your testimony. And then after that, we'll have a testimony from Sister Iris, because Auntie Donna now has the voice message from earlier.
Okay, thank you. Greetings, Thorkey Church family. It has been a challenging and difficult year for everyone. The Smith family are coping and strengthening our mindset, body, soul, and spirit during these difficult and challenging times we are living. If my mother and brother were alive here today, they would surely, as usual, would be here giving the annual end of year service testimony. The Smith family would like to thank Thorpington, Adventist Church, church members and friends for their continued tremendous love, prayers and support shown on the passing of my beloved mother Yvonne Smith and my beloved brother Richard Smith. This year has been challenging, difficult and memorable due to the lockdowns, the pandemic and the passing of loved ones. The Smith family would like to thank the Almighty God for the life lived by my mother and my brother, as they were both remarkable people, energetic, generous, kind, loving, and showed wisdom. The Smith family greatly miss and love our beloved mother Yvonne Smith and my beloved brother Richard Smith. I also want to remind us of the Bible character Job, when faced with adversity, trials, challenges, and tribulations, where he said, "The Almighty God giveth, and the Almighty God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Almighty God." The Smith family wish you all a blessed, happy, peaceful, prosperous, and safe new year as we move forward in faith and hope into the new year, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle, for the message. And also, now we're going to have the voice message from earlier from Sister Auntie Iris.
Thank you, Lord, for watching over us through our trials. You made us victorious. We praise your name, most great and glorious. Thank you, Lord, for one more year. New year has come along. Lord, give us your wisdom and keep us strong to face all the things that come our way, and make us one, Lord, we truly pray. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us through our trials. You made us victorious. We praise your name, most great and glorious. Thank you, Lord, for one more year. We have been through good times and bad, and in our sad times you made us glad, because you were there to see us through. For this and other mercies, Lord, we truly thank you. Bless all the children, keep them safe and warm. Guide their every footsteps, protect them from harm. They are the future. Bless them, we pray. And teach all the leaders, Lord, to walk in your way. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us through our trials. You made us victorious. We praise your name, most great and glorious. Thank you, Lord, for one more year.
Thank you, Auntie Donna, for playing that song, and thank you, Sister Iris, for providing that song. We're now going to have the last pre-prepared testimony, but there's also another open floor later on into the service. So if you feel impressed to share, if you feel impressed to give a word of encouragement, if you feel impressed just to share your experience, please feel free, and I will remind you that you can. And if you want to give me like a pointer just before, you can just send me a message privately in the Zoom. But the last message is from Sister and also Elder Cheryl Wedderburn. And I'm going to read the message, and the message that this song has encouraged.
And it seems like forever, and unites of confusion has been so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm. Jesus, and ride out your storm.